Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, March 15th, 2021. Let's go ahead and kick your day off with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, welcome to the NFL's legal tampering period. That's right. Beginning today, teams can begin talking to unrestricted free agents to be. Conversations can be had. Terms can be proposed, etc., etc. We have a lot to get through, so buckle up. We're about to fly at 1.21 gigawatts, if you know what I mean. We start off with the retirement of Drew Brees. That's right. The shoe finally dropped. The NFL's all-time leading passer retired from the National Football League on Sunday. The day, March 14th it was, marked the 15-year anniversary to the day of Drew Brees originally signing with the New Orleans Saints back in 2006. Brees ranks first in the NFL and in NFL history in passing touchdowns, passing completions, and completion percentage at the time of his retirement. He helped deliver New Orleans its first Super Bowl win following the 2009 season with a victory over the Indianapolis Colts and a son of New Orleans in Peyton Manning. Super Bowl 44 was among the most incredible in NFL history. Drew Brees announced the retirement news by way of his Instagram with the help, of course, of his children.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us.
Yay!
A number of different NFL figures congratulated Brees on his retirement, including the Los Angeles Chargers, obviously his former team, then San Diego, and weirdly, the Atlanta Falcons. But now is not the time for that conversation. Drew Brees will be eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2026, where he will undeniably be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Drew Brees, obviously perhaps the greatest athlete in the history of the city of New Orleans, one of the very best to ever do it. Congratulations, Drew Brees. Now, in the fallout of this news, it was also reported on Sunday, a very busy day in the NFL, that the Saints reworked the contract of Taysom Hill. That's right. According to ESPN, Hill's contract numbers this year include a $9.7 million signing bonus, $1.4 million guaranteed in roster bonus, and a $1 million guaranteed base salary. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport noted that while Brees' official retirement happened on Sunday, that New Orleans has already been working on a deal with their likely starter in 2021, Jameis Winston. You know what else happened on Sunday? A trade. Not just one trade, but two trades, both involving the same team. Let me explain. The Houston Texans, first things first, traded linebacker Benardrick McKinney to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for linebacker Shaq Lawson. The old linebacker-linebacker swap, like Indiana Jones and the little, you know, statue thing. Anyway, the deal also includes a swapping of late-round picks, but linebacker for linebacker, the Houston Texans, Miami Dolphins getting it done. Will this be the last trade that Houston and Miami do this offseason? I don't know, but it definitely is not the last trade that Houston has done in general, as they also traded for New England Patriots offensive tackle Marcus Cannon. According to the Boston Globe, the teams are not only sending Marcus Cannon from New England to Houston, but they are swapping picks in the fourth, fifth, and sixth rounds. Nick Caserio is a very busy man. We move on. Buckle up. We are moving very fast. We have a lot of re-signings to get to. Now, first of all, Aaron Jones. The Green Bay Packers reached an agreement with their star running back on Sunday. It is a four-year deal worth $48 million with a $13 million signing bonus. Now, the Packers had chosen not to place the franchise tag on Jones last week and instead now have him around for the foreseeable future, a wise gamble by Mr. Gutekunst. The Packers also made a few roster adjustments to create salary cap space that allowed for this kind of thing to happen. Among them was linebacker Preston Smith, who now has $4.4 million in sack incentives in his deal. I do not have any sack incentives in my deal. John Feliciano, the Buffalo Bills are keeping some offensive linemen around. That's right. They reached an agreement with him on a three-year deal worth up to $17 million. Since we last spoke, though, they also agreed to terms with right tackle Darrell Williams. It is also a three-year deal, this one worth $28.2 million. The Chicago Bears finalized a deal with Mario Edwards this past weekend to keep him around. It is a three-year, $11.55 million. We'll get to the Bears a little bit more in a second. The 49ers agreed to terms with cornerback Emmanuel Mosley. It is reportedly a two-year deal worth up to $10.1 million. Cam Newton, I told you a lot of stuff has happened, is returning to the New England Patriots. On Friday, it was reported that New England is bringing Cam back on a one-year deal worth $5 million with $3.5 million guaranteed. And one last re-signing to note, late on Sunday evening, it was reported initially by NFL Network about the juice. After some fun tweets involving San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch, finally the 49ers and fullback Kyle Juszczyk agreed to terms. That's right, the fullback is returning to San Fran on a five-year deal worth $27 million. Again, according to NFL Network, it is signed. Very good news for San Francisco. Very good news for juice lovers all over the place. And hey, who doesn't love a little bit of juice? Take a breath. Let's keep going. On Friday, it was reported that Tom Brady reworked his deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know, he's not going anywhere. It is a four-year contract extension, according to ESPN, that voids to a one-year extension that locks him into Tampa through the 2022 season. According to NFL Network, Brady will earn $41.075 million in 2021. Life is good when you are the GOAT. On Friday, it was also reported that the Kansas City Chiefs are expected to convert $21.7 million worth of roster bonuses on the Baby Goats deal. That's right, Patrick Mahomes is into a signing bonus. The move is expected to save Kansas City $17 million against the cap. They need that space in order to replenish that offensive line. The Washington football team saw their guard Brandon Scherff officially sign his franchise tag, which guarantees him more than $19 million in salary for 2021. The Atlanta Falcons restructured the contract of tackle Jake Matthews, creating just under $8 million in salary cap space. What does the ATL have under their sleeve? The New York Giants agreed in principle to a reworked deal with tackle Nate Solder that is allowing him, of course, to return to the G-Men. Solder, you will recall, opted out of the 2020 season due to family concerns. Finally, the Bears back again. I told you we would get back here. Are saving over $23 million in salary cap space by converting the base salaries in 2021 of Khalil Mack, Eddie Jackson, and Cody Whitehair. Now, we already talked about Mario Edwards, but are the Bears going to be frisky in free agency? Because they have a lot of things to address, namely the quarterback position. Finally, last thing just to discuss, the legal tampering window does open today, and I want to leave you with this. Currently, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, where will he end up? Nobody knows. Tweeted on Sunday, "No matter what happens this week, if I'm back or if I'm somewhere else, just know that I will never see Pittsburgh as just 4 years of my life, but a part of who I am. I'll always carry that tough blue-collar spirit for the rest of my life. I love you, Pittsburgh. Hashtag 412. It's going to be a very busy week. Lots of stuff flying, happening super fast. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for it. Everything that happens, I can promise you that we will talk about it here on the SB Nation NFL Show. Make sure you subscribe. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Simply search for the SB Nation NFL Show. Hit subscribe. And while you're at it, leave a rating, write a review. Tell us how much you love us, because we love you all the way. Have a great day, everybody. It's free agency season. We'll see you tomorrow.